This is Dr. Masood Shah, dictating patient's name is John Pagels, P-A-G-E-L-S, John, J-O-H-N, date of birth. Date of birth is 7/11/1940. Date of service is 2/6/2023. Mr. Pagels is a very pleasant 82-year-old male with history of end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis, history of Parkinson's disease, atrial fibrillation, diabetes mellitus, chronic kidney disease, as well as degenerative joint disease, who was admitted to the hospital with diarrhea for the past 2-3 days. He denied any complaints of abdominal pain, denied any nausea, vomiting, no fever or chills. He also was complaining of feeling significantly weak and fatigued. Patient was seen in the hospital. His blood work did show a hemoglobin, but that was slightly low. Creatinine was significantly elevated. Ultrasound of the abdomen showed dilated common bile duct. Benign renal cysts were seen. Patient was admitted to the hospital. His stool testing was ordered. Supportive care was initiated. Was continued on his dialysis, was being monitored closely, continued on his other medications. He was significantly weak. He was, physical therapy was consulted. Patient was doing better. He was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he does complaints that his buttocks are sore. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. Past medical history has been significant for chronic renal failure on hemodialysis, arthritis, chronic constipation, corneal dystrophy, idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, eczema, low back pain, pancreatitis, Parkinson's disease, past surgical history has been significant for knee surgery, back surgery, vasectomy, adenoidectomy, tonsillectomy, eye surgery, hernia repair, cholecystectomy, coronary angioplasty, spine surgery, AV fistula placement, and a spinal cord stimulator implant. Social history, smoking, he quit about 40 years ago, alcohol. None. Allergies to iodine, penicillin, sulfa, tolterodine, valdecoxib, and adhesive tape. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, there is any heaviness or pressure sensation, he does have strip coronary artery disease, status post coronary angioplasty. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, there is any pain with deep inspiration, does have history of idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, he does deny any nausea, no vomiting, he does complaints of diarrhea, which is better now. no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, he does have history of renal failure on hemodialysis, history of renal cyst, no history of kidney stones. Neurological, he does have history of Parkinson's disease, otherwise unremarkable. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. No carotid buoy, no thyromegaly. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, generalized weakness. Next, end-stage renal disease on hemodialysis. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, history of idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. Next, BPH. Next, diabetes mellitus. Next, Parkinson's disease. Next, depressive disorder. Next, dementia. Next, degenerative joint disease. Pre-implant, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. Continue with exercise plan. Continue with his hemodialysis regimen on Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Continue other medications. Will monitor his progress. Will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Lucy Sirocco, C-I-R-O-C-C-O, Lucy, L-U-C-Y. Date of birth is 9/23/1928. Date of service is 2/6/2023. Miss Sirocco is a very pleasant ...94-year-old female with no significant past medical history other than smoking. Was brought to the emergency room after she was not able to ambulate herself. She has had history of recurrent falls. Patient was unable to ambulate herself. She was trying to crawl on the floor to reach the phone so that she can call her family. She does complain of feeling weak. She denies any complaints of chest pain, heaviness, or pressure sensation. She was admitted to the hospital with fall and rhabdomyolysis as well as elevated troponin and tachycardia. Patient was admitted to the hospital, given IV fluids. X-rays of her hands showed moderate osteoarthritis. Healed fracture of the distal phalanx were noted. X-ray of the shoulder and elbow showed no acute fracture. Moderate degenerative changes were seen. X-ray. X-ray of the ankle also did not show any fracture, showed diffuse vascular calcifications. CT angio chest showed no evidence of central pulmonary embolism. Severe atherosclerotic disease at the subclavian artery was seen. No evidence of visceral or vascular injuries were seen. There is no thoracic or lumbar spine fracture. Compression deformity involving L1 is remote. Moderate degenerative changes as well as foraminal narrowing at L4-5 was seen. No CT evidence of an acute intracranial abnormality was seen. Patient was admitted to the hospital with treatment was physical therapy was consulted. Patient was found to be significantly weak, was unable to ambulate herself. She was otherwise doing better. She was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she denies any complaints of chest pain, no shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills. She does complaints of weakness, especially in her legs. I mean, she states that she is otherwise feeling well. She does have significant bruising over her legs as well as her arms. Past medical history showed degenerative joint disease as well as generalized weakness and recurrent falls. By surgical history, non-contributory social history, smoking none, alcohol none, allergies. Allergies to penicillin, lactose intolerant. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitation, no history of CAD. She does have history of elevated troponin. Respiratory system, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies nausea, no vomiting, denies diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, complaints of generalized weakness, history of recurrent falls. No history of TIE or CVA. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of joint pains, history of arthritis. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in the EHR. HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle ran and reactive to light. Extra movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart was 2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Bruising over both upper and lower extremities are present. Impression, number 1, recurrent falls. Next, generalized weakness. Next, degenerative joint disease. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue current medications, will monitor her progress. She was encouraged to eat better, continue to work with physical and occupational therapy, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.